Country Bob FM.
Wow. Slide whistle and all.
Nobody plays a slide whistle better than me. I've taken lessons, in fact.
Have you really?
Yeah, supposedly you can play songs on there.
I guess there was somebody in Cambridge that did that.
Cambridge slide whistle?
Yeah. Wasn't it the Slide Whistle University of Cambridge, Minnesota?
No, they never opened that. There was talk about them opening up that, but they were never able to open that.
I'm going to fire my information source.
They have a strong Swedish population there in Cambridge, and the Swedes are very much against the slide whistle.
Oh, I had no
idea.
It's
more of a Norwegian thing, so the Swedes couldn't get behind it.
Hence the battle.
Today is Tuesday, April 10th, 100th day of the year, triple digits, 265 left to go, 1849. Walter Hunt, New York City, patented the safety pin.
Wow.
We still use those today, the old safety pin.
Somebody needled him into doing that.
And I think, you know, if you used to wear and use the old cloth diapers,
yeah,
you needed the safety pin.
You had to have it.
Especially the little ones that had, like, the little piggy on it or the little rabbit. I remember those.
The plastic
when
head.
When I was kids, the plastic head. They were safer.
Yep.
But now this guy here, he may not have been, I mean, he's great at inventing things. He may not have been a great businessman because he sold the patent rights for $100.
Wow.
Which in 1849 is kind of a lot of money, but still.
Didn't buy a lot of alcohol.
He didn't have the same foresight that maybe some other business people would have at that point. I'm assuming that the patent for that would have been worth more had he waited.
Right. If he would have pinned that down.
1912 this date. This was the date that the Titanic set sail from Southampton, England. It was her ill-fated maiden voyage for the big lady, the Titanic.
What a girl.
She's big, and she's big in the saddle, that Titanic.
Yeah.
Luxury ocean liner would go down on its way to New York City. Speaking of the Titanic, I believe Black Panther has just passed Titanic as far as, like, number three all-time for the biggest movie of all time.
That's crazy.
How about that? 1953.
Now the flashy backcourt men from Minneapolis. This was the brand of hard-fought basketball we saw in New York the night that the Lakers went on to take it all 91-84 for their fifth World's title.
Burr Mickelson, Jim Pollard, obviously George Mikan, among others, the NBA championship, the Minneapolis Lakers on this date. Some people don't realize that we had an NBA team that won five NBA championships.
Yep.
Before moving to L.A. in 1960.
Was Bud on one of those championship teams?
I'm sure he was. He was part of the Lakers.
Right.
Multi-sport baseball, basketball, football. Bud could play it. No doubt about that. Bud Grant. Harry P. Grant, New York Knicks, the opponent for the Lakers, and the Lakers made quick work of the Knicks 4-1 in the NBA championship. That would be their fourth of their five titles. Also sticking with the sports in 1961.
Palmer with a double bogey 6 is finishing with a 281 and has to settle for a second place tie. Gary Player becomes the first foreign entrant to win the Masters.
That was on this day in 61. First ever foreign player to win the Masters. Gary Player is 80-something, and he is in phenomenal shape.
Didn't realize he used newsreels in 61.
Oh, they use news. They should use newsreels now.
Yeah.
We get rid of some of the fake news.
Exactly.
Gary Player, that was 1961. He still golfs. He could still, I'm sure he probably still shoots in the 70s.
Taught him everything he knows.
In 1970, this was big news.
From London comes the report that Paul McCartney has left the Beatles, according to a front page article in the Daily Mirror. This story was just issued tonight. And the article published in the early editions of the Friday morning newspaper said that McCartney would announce his decision in a no-holds-barred statement tomorrow.
No-holds-barred
statement.
You
can't bar the holes.
It's the Beatles, and they're breaking up this date, 1970. Paul McCartney, he is out of Dodge.
Do you do a Paul McCartney imitation?
No, I only do John Lennon.
Do John Lennon.
I never said it was bigger than Jesus.
That's really good.
1971. Oh, I thank you for that, by the way. As we move on, ping pong diplomacy. Have you heard about it?
I have not.
1971, ping pong diplomacy.
Did it involve Frankie and Annette?
It did not involve beach blanket bingo. This is ping pong. The American table tennis team arrived in China.
Wow.
The first group of Americans officially allowed into China since they founded the People's Republic of China in 1949. Oh, since they went communist, team had received a surprise invitation while they were in Japan for the World Championships.
Forrest Gump was there.
And yes, he was, and he was a heck of a ping pong player. Oh, I mean, yeah. His court coverage was amazing.
Unbelievable.
His backhand lob was maybe the best ever.
Intense.
So, and that kind of set the stage then for Richard Nixon. The ping pong players actually set the stage for President Nixon.
I am not a crook.
Only Nixon could go to China, but before that, we had ping pong players that went there first. 71. And just think, where would we be if this didn't happen in 74, where Penn and Teller first met? It would not be the same world.
No. How could it be?
That would have had the butterfly effect all over all of the continents. In 1974, as magicians Penn and Teller, they had decided which one of them wasn't going to talk.
I think one of them should have been Pencil.
Penn, Gillette, and then the Teller guy.
Yeah.
Oh, go from Penn to Pencil?
Yeah, Penn and Pencil.
Might as well. I mean, right. Although Pencil and Teller just wouldn't have worked.
No.
I think the fact that the first name is one syllable, I think that would really makes that work.
Sure.
1991, we're remembering Lovey today.
You know, dear, even if you'd been born an ape, you'd still be a howl. A bit hairy, but a howl.
Natalie Schaefer played Lovey.
Lovey.
Lovey Howell on Gilligan's Island. She died on this date in 91. She was 90 years old.
She was a doll.
She was lovely. I mean, she comes in third behind Marianne and Ginger.
Absolutely.
But, there weren't a whole lot of options on Gilligan's Island. Right? So that was in 91. 92.
Ginger or Marianne?
Tonight he is dead at age 38 after a head-on car collision. Kinnison was born in Peoria, Illinois. He died when a pickup truck slammed into his car near Needles, California last night.
Can I say both?
17-year-old driver of the truck.
So Sam Kinnison died on this day. Car accident was not his fault. Some guy ran a red light or something, and he was only 38 years old.
Needles, California is just south of Laughlin, Nevada. I think he was coming from a gig at Laughlin at one of the casinos.
He was a funny guy. He could go blue. Yeah. He could get dirty, and he liked to yell. A lot.
He was a screamer.
Screamer. 1992. And then in 98, Viagra went on the market on this date.
Wow, 20 years old
already. Significant in the pharmaceutical world. 1998.
We're going to tiptoe around that one.
Viagra, 1998. Nothing else needs to be said about that. Birthdays.
Hello, Newman.
She played Jerry's mom on Seinfeld. Liz Sheridan, still with us. At the age of 89, let's hear that again.
Hello, Newman.
Liz Sheridan is 89. How about this guy?
Light doesn't fill me up. Besides that, light tastes fantastic. Oh, sure, there are a lot of other beers around, and you can drink any one you want. But let me tell you this.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer, and less.
As I was saying.
John Madden bursting through the screen.
You know, Frank Caliendo does a great John Madden.
Oh, you can't tell if it's John Madden or Frank Caliendo.
Right.
And who knows? Maybe that was Frank Caliendo.
It could have been.
I'm not going to tell you. But John Madden beat our Vikings in Super Bowl XI.
The bum.
And, of course, went on to be a color commentator. And now he's retired. John Madden is 82. They couldn't do those Miller Lite commercials today because it'd just be too expensive to get all those people together.
There was a lot of talent.
When he has to get all those people together, it would have to be a one-time Super Bowl type ad.
Right.
Here's one of the great actors of our time.
It's still not fair. That's right. Okay, how about this? I'll get down on my knees. Is this any better? Come get some.
Come get some.
Come get some.
That crunching you heard, those are pretzels. Pretzels. He was above the law. He was hard to kill.
Come get you some.
He was marked for death. He was out for justice. He was even under siege, and he was on deadly ground. He is Steven Seagal.
Wow.
He is 66 today.
66?
Now all of his movies pretty much go straight to video, it appears.
Exactly.
Looking at his filmography.
I think we'll skip the theater.
Steven Seagal is 66. Peter McNichol, Christy McNichol's brother.
Wow, forgot about him.
Saw him on Ally McBeal, Chicago Hope, other shows. 64.
Whatever happened to Christy McNichol?
She's out there.
Is she?
They're getting together. They're doing a family reunion, you know, the show Families. That was her show.
Wow.
And then she was on, wasn't she on Empty Nest too? Or I'm thinking of somebody else.
We're gonna rock this town. Make them scream and shout.
Brian Setzer.
Let's rock.
nephew to the great Elka.
Uncle Elka. It was his Uncle Elka, yeah. Elka. Uncle Elka.
Yep.
So, Brian Setzer, the Brian Setzer Group, and of course, Stray Cats.
Stray Cats. Awesome
rock this town. Keeping rockabilly sound alive, even in the 80s. We're going to rock this town.
That was a tough thing to do.
Brian Setzer. And you have to battle. I mean, you're listening to Duran Duran and then that. I mean, it was a good range.
Yeah.
Not all the music sounded the same.
Right.
59, Brian Setzer. Here's another one from the 80s.
Katrina.
It's a one-hit wonder for Katrina and the Waves.
She was at a lot of parades.
Because she was waving.
Yes.
Katrina Laskanich.
Uh-huh.
Born on the state 1960.
Bless you.
So she is 58 today. Kirk Loudermilk, who was the Viking center there in the late 80s, early 90s.
What an F-line.
Out of Ohio State. He was a pretty good center.
He was.
Number 63. He was 55.
Hey, my man, make seven of yours. Make seven of yours. Same to you.
Same to me.
You see, it's catching on already.
Hey, make seven of yours, man.
Are you going to stick them up?
Seven up yours.
That was a creative marketing strategy. And Orlando Jones, that's him doing that commercial from the 90s. Wow. Seven up, basically, they wanted to be known more as just a mixer with alcohol. And they wanted to be more than just the pop that you drank when you were sick.
Right, exactly.
So they were trying to break through into the crowded lemon-lime sea of pops.
Remember when you were a kid and you'd get a little fever and mom would say, oh yeah, just give him a little 7-Up there now.
Our rapper today is Q-Tip. Q-Tip from Tribe Called Quest. He's pretty important.
Yeah, he came in a box.
He's Q-Tip.
Of course, he paired
up with Cotton Swab.
Right.
And Biori. Biori plays drums.
Unbelievable.
Q-Tip is 48. Casey Kane, for all of you racing fans, Casey Kane, 38 today.
Wow, he's 38.
Haley Joel Osment, you know what? He sees and hears dead people. I don't know if he hears them, but he sees them.
He sees them.
He maybe even, you know, he doesn't say whether he smells them, though.
Gosh,
that would be awful.
That's gamey.
Dead people do not smell good. I'll just put it that way.
Never smelled that smell.
So Haley, Lynyrd Skynyrd did.
They did.
Haley Joel Osment, 30 today. Daisy Ridley.
This is a Millennium Falcon. You're Han Solo.
Oh my gosh.
I used to be.
Of course, that is Han Solo, and that's Daisy Ridley as Rey. She's the new kind of protagonist, kind of the main character now, the new Star Wars movies.
I like her. She's spunky.
Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. She is spunky, and she knows how to wield a lightsaber, which is kind of the key thing. That's a little bit of a prerequisite.
You got to do it.
And, you know, some of the fans, the hardcore fans, are critical because they think that she's too good too early in her reign as a possible Jedi.
They're just upset over that she doesn't have the Princess Leia hair.
And her use of the Force. Daisy Ridley, she's only 26 today.
The hardcores. Get a life.
Your turn.
All right, gone but not forgotten. The guy that invented or came up with the Salvation Army was born on this date, 1829. His name was William Booth, and you know his brother. Phone. Bernard Gimbel, born on this day in 1885. He founded Gimbel's Department Store, which we didn't have those around here.
No, I never shopped there ever.
No.
Was that more of an Eastern thing?
I think so.
Yeah.
But it was a well-known name. Here's a guy that really, you know, his deal is still around today. Born on this day in 1908. Inventor Joe Valdez Caballero. He invented the hard taco shell. Where would Taco Bell be without Jose Valdez Caballero?
No. Yeah, where would old El Paso be?
Exactly.
And their taco kits.
You know what Caballero means in Spanish?
Cowboy.
Yes, sir. You're good, Jim Erickson.
I took 4 years of Spanish.
Did you? Well, you should hear some of the words he uses. 1912 was the birthday of engineer Roy Hoffhines. What did he build? The Houston Astrodome.
Eighth wonder of the world.
Exactly. Emmy Award-winning actor Harry Morgan, born on this day in 1915.
Saffron saddle soap.
Buffalo chips. Bull cookies. Road apples. Mule fritters. Cow cookies.
Hey, you gotta love those exclamations.
Exactly. He won Emmy Awards for his role as Colonel Sherman Potter on MASH. Chuck Connors was born on this day in 1921.
The Rifleman.
I love the open to The Rifleman where he looks at the camera.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm Chuck Connors, and you're not.
Get out of
Connors.
He's reloading his rifle, his Winchester 92.
When I was a kid, we always wanted, you know, we played cowboys and you know what? Because you can't say that anymore, I don't think. But somebody had to be Chuck Connors. I'm The Rifleman. No, I am. Okay. Hee-Hawk, well, let's back it up. Singer and actor Sheb Woolley. Remember him? Born on this day in 1921.
Purple People Eaters.
Yeah, he appeared in several films, too, including High Noon and Hoosiers. Hee-Hawk comedian and musician Alvin Samples, otherwise known as Junior, born on this day in 1926. He was not a cop, but he was actor Omar Sharif, born on this day in 1932.
Who shot the Sharif?
Exactly. Remember, he was in Lawrence of Arabia. He was also in Larry of Omaha. Dr. Zhivago, Hidalgo. And
you know what else? Sharif don't like it when you rock the Casbah.
Bobby Smith, R&B singer in 1936. And ladies and gentlemen, what a great note. Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dandy Don Meredith, born on this day, 1938.
Turn off the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end.
It wasn't a Monday night game it wasn't over until not the fat lady sang, but until Dandy Don sang.
Exactly.
Tomorrow and next year starts the same old thing.
We lost him. Yeah, he was a good football player, too, you being a Cowboys guy.
Yeah, he's a his name is up on the Ring of Honor at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. And, he's still a legend around there. Although he didn't... He didn't embrace it as much as, of course, as the team did. He was just Don Meredith.
What do you want? He did his own thing.
Exactly.
Which is okay.
His own way.
And they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Yeah, and that is the Almanac for today, the Tuesday edition. Good job, Brad. Thanks for sitting in for Neil.
Thank you very much. It was a big seat.
It's a big, big one. Bob FM.